Project 3. Listening and Speaking Part. Dialogue 1. The tour guide, Wang Mei, is helping the tour group check in. She is talking with Tom Smith, the tour leader.
Tom, we've booked 12 standard rooms and 2 single rooms from January 8th to 13th. Is that right?
Yes, it's right.
Now let's go to the front desk to check in.
Okay.
Tom, the receptionist would like to see the group visa and all tourists' passports, please.
Sure. Here you are.
Thanks. Could you ask the tour group to fill in the registration cards?
Certainly. What items are going to be registered?
Full name, sex, passport number, and nationality. Would you like to remind them to sign their names?
Okay.
Tom, here are the passports and group visa. These are the room keys and breakfast coupons. Could you help me distribute them to the tourists?
No problem. Is there Wi-Fi available in each room?
Yes.
What is the password?
The hotel name, Hilton, - the room number. The Wi-Fi is free of charge.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. To the tour group. Ladies and gentlemen, the bellman will carry your luggage and show you up to your rooms. Now it's 6:30 p.m., and you can have a rest in your rooms for 30 minutes. Then we'll have dinner at 7 o'clock p.m. in the Western Restaurant on the 4th floor. If you have any requests, please feel free to tell me. See you later.
Task 1. Listen to the dialogue and then fill in the blanks with what you hear. Task 2. Work in pairs. Suppose you are a local guide. You are helping your guest, Mr. Green, check in at a hotel, but he can't find his passport. Your dialogue will include the following points. A. Ask Mr. Green to show his passport. B. Comfort him. C. Offer solutions. Task 3. Work in groups. Discuss hotel's check-in procedures. Dialogue 2. Bill Green is talking with the local guide, Wang Mei, about his noisy room and wants to change it.
Good morning, Mr. Green. Did you sleep well last night?
Totally not. The room faces the street. It's so noisy that I can't fall asleep. I'd like to change to a quiet room.
What kind of noise did you hear?
I'm not sure. But it's too loud.
Did you close the window?
No. It's so hot that I need to have my window opened.
I am deeply sorry for the inconvenience. I will ask the front desk if there is any empty room facing the garden at the same price. Wait a minute, please.
Okay.
Mr. Green, I'm sorry to tell you that there is no empty room at the same price, but there is a deluxe single room available.
Is it quiet?
Yes. Its balcony faces the garden, but you have to pay for the extra fee by yourself, according to the contract.
I see.
Would you like to go and check it with me?
Why not?
How do you feel like it?
It's very nice.
The room rate is 600 RMB. The manager agreed to give you a 10% discount. Now the price difference is 100 RMB. Is that acceptable?
Yes. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No more. See you. Task 1. Listen to the dialogue and then fill in the blanks with what you hear. Task 2. Work in pairs. Suppose you are a local guide. The tour leader, Mr. Smith, demands to change to a better hotel. Your dialogue will include the following points. A. Ask for the reasons for changing. B. Ask him if he has booked a new hotel or not. C. Confirm with the tour leader that the extra payment and the fees for canceling reservation should be covered by the tourists. Task 3. Work in groups. Discuss what a local tour guide should do if one of his guests demands to change a room. Dialogue 3. The local guide, Wang Mei, is confirming the itinerary with the tour leader, Peter Smith.
Excuse me, Mr. Smith? Shall we start to check the itinerary, please?
Okay.
Today is the first day in Beijing, so the schedule today is only the transfer service from the airport to the hotel, and dinner is included.
Right.
Tomorrow morning, we will have breakfast at 7 o'clock a.m. The dining hall is on the third floor.
Okay. When shall we get together?
At 7:40 a.m. in the lobby. Then we will visit Tiananmen Square and Forbidden City in the morning, and Summer Palace in the afternoon. In the evening, we'll watch Peking Opera. Lunch and dinner are included.
Sure. How about the third day?
On the third day, we will set off at 8 o'clock a.m. and visit Beijing Olympic Park, Bird Nest, and Water Cube. Lunch is included, but dinner is on your own.
Miss Wong, the tourists want to try local specialties? Can you arrange that?
No problem. How about having Peking roast duck in Chuan Juda?
Sounds great.
Let's come to the fourth day. We will go to Badaling Great Wall to have a look. Lunch and dinner are offered.
Okay, that's right.
On the fifth day, we'll take a flight to Shanghai. The airplane will take off at 11 o'clock a.m.
What time shall we leave for the airport?
At 8 o'clock a.m., as we should get to the airport 2 hours in advance.
Okay. Task 1. Listen to the dialogue and then fill in the blanks with what you hear. Task 2. Work in pairs. Suppose you are a local guide. You are confirming the itinerary with the tour leader, Mr. Smith. Your dialogue will include the following points. A. Confirm the details of the itinerary. B. Agree to Mr. Smith's advice of changing the Western food into local special dishes. C. Reconfirm the set-off time of next day. Task 3. Work in groups. Discuss how to check the itinerary with the tour leader.
New words. Available. Balcony. Bellman. Coupon. Dash. Deluxe. Discount. Distribute. Extra. Inconvenience. Password. Receptionist. Specialty. Transfer. Phrases and expressions. Bundling Great Wall. Beijing Olympic Park. Bird Nest. Group Visa. Fall Asleep. Forbidden City. Front Desk. Peking Opera. Peking Roast Duck. Registration Card. Single Room. Summer Palace. Tiananmen Square. Water Cube.